We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And with us to talk about that, Harry J. Kazianis, Senior Director for Korean Studies at the Center for the National Interest. Harry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for being with us. So, you know, we've seen the president and North Korea have these discussions and everything's going to be hunky-dory. And now in a week, they've thrown off three test launches. What message does that send to President Trump and to our country?
You know, it's two things. The first thing is we've got to remember the North Koreans are actually been triggered by something. They're very angry that the United States and South Korea in the next week or so are going to do these things called joint military exercises. Now, all countries train their militaries. That's not really provocative. But if you look at the history of North Korea, this is something that aggravates them to no end. So that's the first thing they're angry about. Second thing is South Korea is going to buy the F-35 stealth fighter. And to be quite frank, that is something that North Korea cannot match in any way, shape, or form.
No.
They're also afraid someday that that would be used against them to assassinate Kim Jong-un. So these are some of the reasons why they're testing these missiles. The good thing is diplomacy is going to continue. I don't think the North Koreans are going to walk away from the table. They're just flexing their muscles, basically.
Let me go back to history just for a moment. Historically, why have these exercises, these joint exercises, why have they been a problem for the North Koreans?
You know, it's kind of strange. The North Koreans do not have a way to match, obviously, the power of the U.S. military or even South Korea's military anymore. They're far behind even South Korea. So the North Koreans always put out, you know, crazy propaganda statements saying that this is a prelude to invasion, that we're going to kill the dear leader, all these sort of wacky things. But it's funny, sometimes they do not test missiles when there's been other joint military exercises in the past. This time they're doing it because they've been triggered by other things. So what they try to do is when they have these exercises, they'll do something to react, but this time they're going a little bit further than other times.
What's to guarantee that the president doesn't fire off some salty tweets and escalate the situation?
Well, I think the president is probably going to go till the end of the year to see how this plays out. I actually think the North Koreans are going to come back to the table. Actually, looking at this historically, there's only been one time that they walked away from diplomacy when these sort of tensions have drawn up between about joint military exercises. So the historical record is actually pretty good with us. We've got to remember, too, the North Koreans need a deal. I mean, they have nuclear weapons. That's great. But their economy is actually smaller than the size of Vermont. It's worth like $13 billion.
Really?
Yes, it's tiny. It's tiny, and they have 25 million people.
Oh my God.
I mean, they've got nothing, to be honest with you, besides nukes. So they need to get a deal, and I think there's going to be an interim deal where they make some small steps towards denuclearization, and we give them some small amount of sanctions relief. I think that's the way to start.
Who are they trying to impress? Well, and the reason I believe they shot off the missiles. But, I mean, so the North Korean people obviously will know because it's going to be reported. But do the North Korean people know that they're doing these exercises south of the 38th parallel, latitude 38?
Oh, they do. They put out press statements. They put out, you know, the very angry foreign ministry statements saying it's the American imperialists and their South Korean puppets who are causing all these problems. And then what they'll do is they'll put out, you know, high-def video for whoever can see it in North Korea of their actual missile launches and sort of their counter move to that. So, yeah, the North Korean people know about it. And a lot of this, to be honest with you, you kind of pointed at it, is for domestic audiences. So the North Koreans can see that Kim is doing something about it.
Harry Kazianis, Senior Director of Korean Studies at the Center for the National Interest, talking about the latest tests of short-range ballistic missiles by North Korea. For the longest time, Harry, people didn't know anything that was going on in North Korea. It seems, and from reading your tweets, and we're going to talk about your Twitter name at the end here, but from seeing your tweets, information's not as sparse coming out of there anymore, is it?
No. In fact, I think there's a lot more researchers and people just looking at North Korea generally. You know, the reason why is everything that happened in 2017. When you get a country as, I don't know the way to put this, as nasty and terrible as North Korea, and they get the capability to launch missiles at the United States, to be able to drop a nuclear weapon on our homeland, I think that really galvanized people. That was like a Sputnik moment for this country all over again, where people realized how dangerous North Korea is. And I think that's why that a lot more information comes out of that country, because quite frankly, you've got probably millions of people around the world who are studying and researching that country now.
Well, I mean, you know, it seemed to me, you know, Iran has a similar thing with the, what is it, 12th Imam. I mean, is there a doomsday feeling there? Okay, we'll blow up the world, so we'll show you.
You know, if this, the dangerous situation is if Trump ever thought about launching a preemptive strike. I've studied this, and I have to tell you, there is no military solution to North Korea. If we tried to go in and take out their nuclear program, actually the Obama administration studied this, we'd only get 85% of it. And what would be left would be enough for them to launch a counterattack. Millions of people would die in South Korea, Japan, and probably in the United States. It would literally be World War III.
Really? They could reach this far?
Yes,
wow.
in a very primitive way. They haven't tested the heat shield technology to make sure it could go through the atmosphere and, say, hit Hartford, but they, in a primitive manner, they could probably pull it off.
Then hit the West Coast, I'm sure they could do huge damage there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, U.S. bases in Asia, they're all in range.
All right, so why, you're a young-looking guy, your Twitter handle is Grecian Formula. What's up with that?
Oh, I'm 40. I wish I was a young guy.
Come on, you don't have any gray hair. Seriously, you should be in this studio now. You look like a child. Well, it's a good Twitter handle, and as I found this morning, there's plenty of good information on there. Again, if you're on Twitter, it's at Grecian Formula, and Harry Kazianis has been our guest. He's Senior Director of Korean Studies at the Center for the National Interest. Harry, great insight. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks for being on.
North Korea stuff is scary. They could reach the United States?
Yeah.
See, I never thought that was a realistic possibility.
Well, the other thing they could do is like essentially an electromagnetic pulse where you explode a nuclear weapon up at altitude and it basically knocks out all our communications.
That would suck.
It fries like every...
That would be trouble.
Anything that... Yes.
Wouldn't you think?
Anything that's
Don't
digital.
You think that would be an issue?
Yes, I do, actually, Joe, yeah.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.